bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
Wednesday, April 25th, 2018, and this is episode 1608 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grease.
Terry Weaver.
Terry Weaver.
And because...
Hey, Terry Weaver, Terry Weaver,
you know
Terry
how I know
Weaver.
Will's sick?
Hey, Terry Weaver, Terry Weaver, Terry Weaver.
You know how I know Will is sick?
Terry Weaver.
You know how I know Will's sick?
How?
Because he didn't do the jump on it during the open.
I don't feel well.
Well, speaking of not feeling well,
hay fever.
Hay fever.
Hay fever.
He's got the hay fever.
That's not good. There was someone at the WWE Hall of Fame. They sent out a thing after we all went in New Orleans that had, was it not malaria?
Measles, mumps?
Measles.
Yeah. Mm.
So you got a ticket. I got a thing saying, hey, by the way, just so you know. And the guy was in the hospital the night before, flew to New Orleans with the measles.
Oh.
Ugh. Got there, went to the hospital, got out, Hall of Fame.
And now he's in the Hall of Fame.
And then he flew home.
Yeah.
In fact,
we fought the British once for less.
Amen.
Well, today we're talking about, because Terry did his Hey Terry Weaver, is we're talking about, is it your favorite park, is Animal Kingdom?
I love Animal Kingdom.
That is wasn't an answer to Logan's question.
That's a hard question.
Well, I mean, you could say yes or no. It's either your favorite park or it's not.
It's definitely not my favorite park, but the others are kind of wavering. So
it's kind of my favorite park.
Well, you're an idiot, Grease.
I know.
We all know this.
It's okay. There's nothing new.
It's fine. I know.
It's okay to love it.
It's your favorite park.
There's so many great things about
it. There's not many. What are you talking about? There's
nothing good.
There's
Everest.
Okay, a thing.
It's not a jungle cruise. It's actually, I'm going to...
Not see animals
through the jungle.
Yeah, but not actually see animals.
What are you talking about?
I never see
giraffe just saunter straight across.
I can see the giraffe at the zoo.
There's nothing better than a sauntering giraffe.
No, there's not. In fact, I don't think they do much more than that. But
I've never seen a giraffe run.
No, the
you haven't.
You go into the tree and a bug spits water on you. Fantastic. What's wrong with that?
I don't like being spit on.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, and there's some carnival games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love a good car.
So basically, all things I could do from the comfort of my home city.
What are you talking about?
That's right.
Do you have a giraffe in your front yard?
No, you can go.
I said my home city, not my home. You can go to the zoo and see a giraffe.
You can go to any number of theaters here and get spit on.
Yeah.
It's true.
We're broadcasting live on Facebook. First comment came from Dave Adams from Pod Cruise fame. He said, not my favorite. It's all humans are bad. Nature is better. Propaganda.
Disagree.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Fake news.
This feels like our kind of listener.
He must be from Alabama.
Uh-huh. I've heard that. That's a
definitely a guy that says Roll Tide multiple times.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah. Oh, that Animal Kingdom propaganda.
I think we need to address the elephant in the room.
The
and
Matt
I'm
twins
not
over
I'm not
there?
Talking about Terry's flying book. I'm talking about the T-shirt scenario.
That is
adorable.
Thank you.
If you're watching online, the Grease and Matt Lott are wearing matching shirts that are of Matt Lott's band.
I'm also wearing a black shirt with white text.
Yep.
I'm wearing the same shirt.
Yep.
That I always wear.
Yeah, Terry's got on
a
shirt.
I went with a different shade of black today.
It's gray.
It's cross gray.
It's cool.
That's gray.
And gray is a shade.
It's a shade of black?
It's a shade. Gray is a shade.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. It's the 20th anniversary of Animal Kingdom, just passed over the weekend. And do y'all remember where you were?
Yeah.
1999.
Well, I remember when we went.
We went
like,
really
real
early.
And
we went almost day
and
one.
And I was like, nah, I think we rode the Countdown to Extinctions, what it was called then. We rode it like 50 times because it was the only thing to do.
Mm. It really was. When it first opened, I guess there was the safari it opened with
the
at
safari.
Opening day.
We
Countdown
did the safari, extinction.
But once
Camp
again, Mickey was open.
Still couldn't see animals on that safari.
Were the boats open when you went? The boat transportation around.
I don't think so.
Because they lasted like real short time.
I don't have recollection of that. We went opening month.
Yeah.
We went in May or in April. Like either April or May, like in the first couple weeks.
Yeah.
And
we were so stoked to go to this.
Yeah. And I remember immediately doing the first hill where you walk up and it takes forever to get to something. And I'm like, all right, where is this?
You know what the highlight I think of that was for me was the Rainforest Cafe.
That's true.
The fake animals outside the park.
Yeah.
We ate there like four times. The Mojo Bones day. Used to be called Dim Bones.
Dim Bones, Dim Bones.
And we ate those.
Walk around.
Or someone in our party ate those.
Yeah, they opened that park, and I was very excited. I do like the idea that it's strange that they haven't opened another one, because I feel like when we were kids, it was like Epcot was before I was born, but just before I was born. And then Hollywood Studios came, you know, in my younger childhood. And then Epcot came, or not, and then Animal Kingdom came in my early teens. So, or like 12, 13, somewhere right then. Yeah, 20 years ago. I was 12 years old. It's strange that there hasn't been another one, because they were on like a clip.
Yeah.
And now it's just sort of stagnated with four, but excuse me, that's fine though. I mean, I remember one thing about our first trip to Animal Kingdom is I lost my camera, my disposable clank, clank, clank.
You left it in the front seat of Countdown to Extinction.
And it was my
net bag.
My experience, I don't know why I have this like seared in my memory, going to the Lost and Found, filling out the form.
For a disposable
camera. And I remember they spelled Countdown to Extinction like CD2EX.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool.
Real fast. Got
to
get some breeze.
And then they changed it to dinosaur.
Yeah. And you know what? I liked the impending doom that was coming at you when it was called Countdown to Extinction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like
it's
you're watching
ride.
An entire species become extinct.
Yeah. And you're trying to get away from it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the concept of the ride now still. It's
a softer tone called dinosaur.
It's a pretty terrifying ride.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I haven't ridden Flight of Passage yet, but I'm excited to do that.
Well, do you remember when was the first time you went to Animal Kingdom? Did you go 20 years ago?
I think it was, let's see, maybe the first year it was open?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a good time.
1998?
Yeah. 98.
Yeah, probably. That was it. It's crazy.
I think we went a couple of years after it opened.
What was the year that it was the Magic Kingdom castle was... 25th.
Something before that.
The 25th.
Was like 95, 96, somewhere in the mid-90s.
Okay, so that was a big trip that we went, and then we did a smaller one, I guess.
They kept that up, the cake, it says, until January 31st, 1998. So it would have 1996, October 96 to January 31st, 1998. So it had been right before Animal Kingdom opened.
Oh, okay.
But somewhere in those 2 years.
I mean, I vividly remember like when we
sounds like my parents were rich and I went a couple of times.
I remember vividly like when we were planning our honeymoon. We got married in September of 98. So like, I think that's probably why Animal Kingdom has such a... Obviously, when we went the first, like literally that first year, there was Dinosaur, the Safari, Festival of the Lion King, and...
I
mean,
I don't
remember what...
Was there a show? Like a Tarzan show?
The Tarzan show with the rollerblades.
Well, before then,
Tarzan Rocks.
Tarzan Rocks,
yeah.
I think before...
Matt Lott actually found...
Yeah, I found a list of what was open. Before,
okay, let's do opening day attractions. Here.
Opening, it was Discovery Riverboats. It's Tough to Be a Bug. And before it was Tarzan, it was Colors of the Wind, Friends of the Forest, from Grandmother Willow's Grover.
Well, that last
it was a Pocahontas show.
I have no
didn't last long, and then it got converted to Tarzan.
Yeah, I think we were there, and there wasn't much to do at the park, and we're like, not going to that.
Not going to that.
It actually lasted shorter than the title.
It says it was replaced very quickly. Then you had Festival of the Lion King, Countdown to Extinction, The Boneyard, Journey into Jungle Book, which also, I guess, got replaced, Dinosaur Jubilee, Kilimanjaro Safari, Gorilla Falls, Exploration Trail, Wildlife Express to Conservation Station, and Flights of Wonder.
There you go. Flights of Wonder, just going through a changeover. That's actually a lot.
Flights of Passage is what you're talking about.
Flights of Wonder. That's the reason they changed that. They probably feel like they changed the name. Now it's an Up Adventure.
Yeah. And I was wrong. The Jungle Book show was replaced by Tarzan. Pocahontas was in a different area of the park.
Pocahontas was in the Camp Minnie Mickey area, right. If I was not.
And it got taken out.
When did Cali open? The Cali River Rapids. That couldn't have been too...
That opened before Everest.
When I went,
I love water rides.
When I went, the rapids were open, so it was like within 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
it
was pretty close to opening because I remember riding it pretty quickly.
There's no other water rides, right?
It opened
well, except for Splash Mountain, but
of those kind of rides,
yeah,
of like the big river raft type things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about like Blizzard Beach or anything, but like as far as like in the four main parks, is that probably the biggest water ride?
Yeah, other than Splash.
Jungle Cruise.
Well, he means like a big, like a water thrill ride.
Yeah, a thrill ride.
Cali opened, water thrill ride. Cali opened in March of 1999.
You're on a boat at the land at Epcot. You go through, see all the plant life that they're growing.
That's a thrill ride, if you ask me. But that's, I love that.
Guys, y'all, we're into hydroponics. On that ride.
See the fish.
And you go in there. It smells so bad.
On the land?
Yes. It smells awful.
Those are the hydroponics.
I get the hydroponics.
I said awesome. That didn't happen then.
That's good.
Well, no, I used it.
You waited, yeah.
Took your joke and had better timing, which is as per usual.
That's true.
Is that a 4D experience?
40.
4D, man.
Oh, 40.
Yeah.
Okay. The 40. Let's move on.
That's the average wait time. It's a 40 experience.
Yeah. So flight of passage right now?
Uh-huh.
150 minute wait.
Good Lord. 150 minutes.
Not, yeah.
And next week is one of the lower weeks of the year.
Navi River right now is only 70. That's actually not terrible.
That's not too bad.
But they,
well, consider that ride's
two and a half minutes long.
I know, but two. And they
it's
keep.
It's perpetual. Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps
Frankie
it going.
Loved Tarzan rocks, by the way.
Frankie, a Facebook comment?
Uh huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. He has Tarzan's hair.
If you have I just don't understand why y'all don't put that.
Share us some of your memories you're watching online of Animal Kingdom or anything you'd like to say, anything you'd like to change, anything you wish was better. Did y'all see the new mech suits things that the people are walking around in? And
yes.
Avatar?
I saw a picture of it.
What do you think about that?
I was anti, and everyone who I've heard that they've seen it live said in person.
It's impressive.
It was
fun.
Impressive.
It looks fun. I know people are like, it's fake legs, it's a person, spoiler if you don't know what we're talking about, it's like this big giant, you know, like the suit that they walk around in Avatar.
Is that a spoiler?
It looks like the thing from Alien.
Can we take a step back
and say spoiler, there's a costume in the park.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I would say.
Disney didn't let a real life mech into the park.
Well, here's what I would
say. It's a shame.
Is that, for like Riker, I wouldn't want necessarily to spoil that is not real. Because to him, he will see that and see a man driving around a big giant robot suit. In actuality, it's a man on stilts, kind of like the Transformers at Universal. It's the same, you know, idea. Except for this is the guy has fake legs that look like his real legs. It's kind of like one of those costumes you buy and it's like me riding a shark.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like that.
No, that's degrees on
no,
the shark.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
It's like not you.
Like you put your legs in and then there's
what about those like Irish drunk guys that, have you seen those? Those are amazing. That look like you're like on their shoulders and they're like
right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's your legs are in place of whatever the legs is of this creature, and then there's a fake set of legs.
Yes.
So it's that. And I haven't seen it in person at all, but the photos look kind of lame. The videos I watched and saw some of it, I'm like, Riker will think that's cool. Kids will think this is cool. It brings a kid into the Avatar area, which I don't think right now, a little kid, there's much for them to do. Because, I mean, there's some interactive elements, but it's not necessarily the most kid-branded, like, Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cool with six-year-olds. Not really how it is. So I like that they are doing something that seems like it would be appealing to a younger group. But it looks a little stiff and a little mannequin-y when you kind of watch the videos.
Mm. Yeah. Didn't they also have, and forgive me if you mentioned this, I was off in my own train of thought, the tall people that kind of looked like trees?
Yes, oh, yeah. Divine.
They would come out of nowhere?
She's you'll still see her at the gate sometime.
Yeah, you're still in the shrubbery.
Mm-hmm.
I just posted a link on our Facebook. It's the first shots of Dumbo from the live-action movie.
Oh, and Dumbo looks awesome.
It was at CinemaCon.
Awesome. Dumbo looks awesome.
Spoiler alert! Excuse me while I pause.
Spoiler
alert. He didn't need the feather.
No, he didn't.
That was a placebo.
He just ruined the movie for me. I've never seen it. I've never seen Dumbo.
Yeah. Oh, man, the whole time. Well, Animal Kingdom, any other thoughts?
I love Animal Kingdom. Close to my heart, not my favorite part. Favorite part is
the
Epcot.
The tree is awesome.
The tree is
really?
What it is.
Yes.
Like?
The tree is awesome. What's wrong
life.
With the tree?
I do think it's Animal dumb. Kingdom is underappreciated. I do think that.
Not in this group. Okay. I think it's overappreciated.
Possibly.
Oh, geez.
I think there are really good attractions, and I hate the way it's all laid out.
Mm. It is a. It's
when
not the best
Florida
layout.
When did Florida get hills?
It's also like
hills,
they
and they're all way apart.
They spaced those trees out. They said, "Hey, if you want shade, you need to go back to Magic
right.
Kingdom because you're not finding it here at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah,
you're just in the sun.
That's how I feel. It's like it's
that's
an
not
odd,
a real elephant. Live action.
Live action Dumbo.
Yeah, not a real elephant.
Well, what's your favorite park?
The Magic Kingdom.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, of course.
Oh, you like you're not an Epcot man. I've always
I love Epcot, but I think I'm my more favorite of an park Epcot is man. The Magic Kingdom.
I think I'm an Epcot man.
I want
to. Epcot shirt. Is the one I want to go
you're
to
a
the most.
Full on Epcot shirt, man.
I'm an Epcot man.
I don't know.
No, Encino Man. That's what he's thinking.
Not Encino Man.
I probably spent more time at Epcot as an adult than I have.
I definitely have spent more time at Epcot than I started thinking
like if there's a list of four parks, I'm like, what am I doing today? I'll probably do an Epcot. If it's just me, or me and Amanda, something like that. If it's not the kids, probably Epcot, probably then Hollywood Studios, then probably Magic Kingdom, and then Animal Kingdom.
I'm probably Animal Kingdom, then Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Epcot, Magic, Animal,
Epcot
Hollywood.
Is probably the park I enjoy the most, but as far as all around Disney experience, Magic Kingdom is my favorite.
Well, I mean,
Magic Kingdom is my favorite.
Here's what
it's
I
just,
don't
I
get
enjoy
when
Epcot
I go
the most.
I get that.
Here's what I don't get when I go into like Epcot. I don't get like butterflies, you know what I mean? Especially with my kids.
Well, you're not having enough drinks then, Grease.
Yeah.
Boom. But Magic Kingdom, you walk in there, you're just like, this
reading rainbow.
Is nostalgia crazy right now. Like,
butterfly in the sky.
See, know, when I go into Animal Kingdom, I'm like, man, where are the
my daughter? It's over. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like,
crying.
I'm just a mess.
Yeah. Broken. He's it's a broken
done.
Man.
It's done. We have not done Animal Kingdom. With my daughter. So I'm excited to do that with both daughters.
Safari's fun.
I think what I enjoy the most about Animal Kingdom is I think it's definitely, including Pandora, it's Imagineering at, I feel like Imagineering would have been at when Walt was here. The immersiveness of Animal Kingdom. There are definitely times that I've been standing in Africa and like the bands going on the stage and the street vendors. It's like, wait, I'm at a theme park. I need to, like, you feel like you're.
Yeah. Also, I'll give you those areas. I think the areas are great.
It's blisteringly hot.
Blisteringly hot, blisteringly feet.
Because
by the time you get to some of these locations, it takes you half a day. I mean, for me, because like, this happened when I was there
and
last.
And you like Epcot, the largest, the most walking of any park.
Yes, but I go inside the International Gateway. And
there's
I
a lot of lounging.
A lot of stopping. A lot of sitting. With Animal Kingdom, when I tried to do back in September, October, I did the Navi River Journey, and then I had an hour until I had a fast pass for, or maybe 2 hours till I had a fast pass for or Flight of Passage. So, I'll go to Everest, and that trek from there to Everest is brutal.
That's your mistake. You should have said, I'm not going to go to Everest. I'll do Everest when I'm leaving for the day,
and
I'm
going
to go to the Tiffin's Bar.
I did not have time.
For those 2 hours.
Tiffin.
I had no time.
Yeah.
And that's how my day planned out. I slept all the way over there. By the time I did Everest three times, back to back, and then it was time to do it.
Do you think they laid them out that way intentionally? Because it's like you're traveling continents, basically.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's very
that
intentional?
Right,
it's like, I am on a freaking journey to Everest right now. Never
remember
get
that old
there.
Hub? That was a good idea that they had back in 1955, where everything connected in one central part, and it all went out like this. And then
like
when they did Disney World, they're like, let's put them all together. So then you can go anywhere, and it's pretty easy at the Magic Kingdom. Then I feel like it devolved. It's like, let's build Epcot. It's like,
literally
right,
make this as difficult as possible.
And now let's do Hollywood Studios. There's like four different areas now of Hollywood Studios, and they're all disconnected. And then let's do, maybe now with Toy Story Land, some will be back connected. And then let's do Animal Kingdom, and I don't even know where I am. I will say this with Animal Kingdom, it's weird because I have not, other than maybe we did briefly, we took Riker that one time when we just went. I've never taken the kids to Animal Kingdom. I have not done it. Other than the girls have never gone and Riker's gone once because usually we are on a limited time schedule and it's just not on the list. I love it. I think it's beautifully done, but it's the bottom of my list. But I look at it when we were kids, when we were teenagers, we enjoyed it. Or tweens. Really, when we were tweens.
I'm all in, and I think my kids are going to love it. We're staying at the Kidani Village.
That great
whatever.
Place.
And I think, I mean,
that
like,
I think is
with,
better
with
than going
seeing,
to the park.
Because my girls love
that.
Animals.
The resort
they relate to animals.
The resort, I think, is they relate to animals.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they, like.
I do.
They have a connection with animals, like all kids do.
Yeah.
You calling me a kid, Grease?
They like animals.
They love
I
animals.
I love animals.
I say, I think the hotel experience.
Which is
experience
why I should love
and,
Animal Kingdom. I don't think there's
kingdom.
Enough animals at the kingdom.
I'd almost agree with that when it comes to from your walking.
Will has been animal slighted.
Well, like when you walk.
I'm telling you, I've been on that dang safari so many times, never get to see the good stuff.
I've seen a lion eat a steak.
on the rock, on top of the rock. It was iconic.
You, sir, are a liar.
Mm.
That lion doesn't even exist.
No,
he's computer animated.
It exists. We went to the nighttime tour and no lion, and they're nocturnal.
Mm. We did.
Mm.
What I don't.
I had a panic attack.
Tough word.
Say, oh yeah,
right that, now, that was the worst. We okay. were like corralled.
If we're going to say this, Imagineering at its best is that area in front of the safari and everything with the band where they play. So the worst designed thing in history is the queue for.
When it goes off the rails, when you go through that first building and the extra queue for. When that ride goes over an hour.
On the safari?
Safari.
But then the last bit, the loading area. Is terrifying.
It's kind of tough.
It's. I mean, I'm afraid I was going to lose Riker. Like, it's. Yeah. I hated it.
Just
people
a big
were
crowd.
Touching me.
Mm-hmm. Panic attack.
Wow. Yes.
Panic attack.
Always get a fast pass for there, so I've never had to deal with.
We had a fast pass.
Yeah, we always
fast
pass.
They just drop you
it.
Off into a. At least when we did
it's
it.
It's even worse.
They dropped us into a carafe of people.
A carafe?
Great word.
Carafe.
Correct.
And then later we saw a giraffe.
They pour you.
Jurassic Jam.
So you did see a giraffe.
There it is.
I told you I saw the giraffe. I said, I can see a giraffe here.
Was he sauntering?
Was it sauntering?
No, he was standing still in the middle of the thing. We heard the dumb Jurassic Jam joke.
I feel like I would have put there. I think Will's onto something with being lack of animals. It's not lack of animals. It's lack of placement of animals. No, because like. From the time you walk in to the time you get to a ride,
there should be
you'll
cages
pass like
everywhere.
A bird. They're like a couple birds.
Yeah.
And well. You are kind of like maybe there's a spider monkey and a couple birds. And like by the time I'm there, like, can we see? It's not a zoo. I understand. Remember that?
Then don't call it Animal Kingdom.
Mm.
You used to walk in, they had all the signs and Animal Kingdom. Not the zoo.
That was the ad, too.
Uh-huh.
Television ad.
So they were saying, like, as if it was a word in Afrikaans, but instead it was, that's a thing.
I know. It's a language.
I know. Phrasing.
I don't know what Afrikaans is.
It's their language.
Oh. I thought you were saying there was, like, a convention or something.
Afrikaan.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I didn't
continue
you know, did
before
that
Jurassic no. Jam over here screws everything up.
But I can't even imagine them doing that now, where it was like, "Hey, what should our tagline be? Let's make a fake word that's in the language of Africa."
Not a zoo.
That's not a zoo. Yeah, y'all continue this conversation. I gotta take this.
I've had the opposite experience of you, Will. Every time I go, I see so many stinking animals.
I mean. You see, and I think it depends on what time of the day you go in.
Maybe so. Yeah, I've seen so many animals.
I've spent whole days there.
Around the tree of life, if you walk around both sides of the tree, which a lot of people don't,
mm-hmm.
there's a ton of animals there. Mm. There's kangaroos, there's spider monkeys or some kind of tree monkey in there, a couple of different varietals of monkey.
I feel like I've always done the safari.
I just get
tired
of being told I'm wrong. I've not had a good experience, not a lot of animals.
Have you gone, like, noon or before?
I told you I've spent whole days there. Whole days.
Days on days on.
I've done nighttime safaris, morning safaris, midday safaris. They're trying to say, you haven't spent enough time there. No, I've spent time there,
Frankie
boys.
Said we got to ride it during feeding time. Well, that's, how are we going to schedule
they
that?
They don't advertise, by the way, right now is a feeding time.
And one person said, you got to go either first thing in the morning
feeding
or at night.
I've done the night time.
It was too early in the evening, Will. It was
it was the last offered safari.
It was sunset. It wasn't
sundown.
It
was the last. Now, I will say, coolest thing that they've done is that fake screen
Lighting.
Fake sun, screen lighting?
At night, there's like a perpetual
sunset. They do a cool sunset, yes. But it's not real. It's real cool.
I don't remember this.
That saves the park from me saying, implode it.
Okay, you're going too far.
Everest, fun ride.
Great cue.
If they could take Everest and put it at Hollywood Studios would be a good park.
Oh, I would agree with that. I love Everest. I mean, yeah. I mean, you take Everest away from the park. I could see that.
Oh, that's Everest is a little over 10 years, right? I remember
10, 12 years old, something like that.
I think only been broken for 9 of them.
Right. I was going to say
Yeti.
Functional for 8.
I've talked about the Yeti man before, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you met him.
Yeah.
He's still with us.
I don't think so.
didn't he literally every day for a year? Just
yeah, he did it over 1,000 times. They did a whole ceremony for him. And then I met him, and he was just like drunk.
Somewhere he stalled out in a mountain.
It's essentially the grease.
Yeah. It's just like, man, I know this bartender at Pop Century. I go there, then I come here, and yeah. I go back. And I'm like,
it is me.
Check out my Yeti tattoo.
You ever heard of Tiffin's?
It's coming in 20 years. It's going to be open.
It was my idea.
My idea.
I love Everest. I love the safari. Love is a strong word. Like the safari a lot. I like dinosaur. I like it. It's not up there. I like the stinking the primeval world.
See, even though I like dinosaur,
I like the primeval world. Lots of fun.
That dinosaur is also kind of weird that it's in the animal kingdom, to be honest.
Like Avatar.
Right. Like, well, what the heck, y'all?
This is
something, the name of the park.
This is what fascinated me.
Call it Creature World.
Well, and that was the whole, like, when you learn what it was going to be and then they had to abandon the beastly kingdom. Yeah, that would have been better. That
would have
been cool.
I don't,
bad brand, bad brand.
I don't know.
Bad
oh,
brand.
Man, I would have enjoyed it. Dragons and whatnot.
No, good idea. Remember they did dragons?
Why don't they name it Give Me the Redhead?
Remember they had a flying dragon?
Can't do that.
Am I crazy? Like a year or two ago, maybe more, maybe it was when they were doing Avatar, they had a legit flying dragon.
What?
I dreamed the Country Bears came back for the Christmas show. I think I may have dreamed.
What do you mean by legit flying dragon?
Oh, the one in Fantasyland?
Your legit, my legit might be a little different.
It was actually flying.
Mine's too legit.
Here's a dragon flying in Fantasyland.
Like without cables?
That's what it was. And it was like an ultralight.
An ultralight? That would scare me to death. My gosh. Because it's like you can't really see it well.
Oh, no.
Man, that's cool.
Nighttime. No.
Yeah, that's the kind of
Bart
thing that
said
starts
it was a
urban
one-night
legends.
Thing for the opening of New Fantasyland. There was a flying dragon for Fantasyland.
It looks
Why
like
don't
the
they
dragon
have that
from
Avatar.
Why
are there not banshees flying
Prince
around?
Prince Caspian.
There should be.
Wasn't there like a viral video that was like somebody put like a drone and flew that? It was like some sort of like.
Oh, someone said it only flew once before it caught fire.
I mean, that makes complete sense.
Amen.
Well, maybe they should have left the fire-breathing mechanism out.
That's Imagineering.
Because
it's
one
bad.
Of our relatives shot it down with a flaming arrow crossbow.
We'll get out of here.
We heard that Disney World got a dragon.
Amen. Yeah. Lord himself took it out.
Yeah. Just Uncle Mike.
Yeah, y'all haven't been down to Davenport. Just one exit further. They're not dealing with no dragons in Davenport. Some orange farmer is like, nuh-uh.
No.
Not in my farm.
He's like, you ever been to Disney World? He's like, not yet.
Not yet. Too far.
Here he is breathing fire.
Oh,
my gosh.
I like Davenport, by the way, and it's actually grown and progressed a lot in the last couple of years.
I like that.
A few years ago, though.
They should have kept this dragon. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I'm glad I didn't dream it.
I'm glad you didn't dream it either.
Whoa! Like, launches like a missile.
That being said, they don't have that at Animal Kingdom. That was at the Magic Kingdom, so.
The better part.
We just, basically, kingdom.
Better kingdom.
Oh, man.
I've joined the Disney Conservation Club once.
Oh? Yeah. Give the button to prove it?
I do. I got it at the Flame Tree Barbecue.
Mm. When I was.
That's a great place.
There's a big cat rescue in Florida that I, when I was little, gave money to conserve big cats, panthers, tigers, the like.
The jungle cat.
I still get their newsletter. They've found me still at my house.
They found me.
I still get big cat news. And I'm like, how the heck did they forward my address from when I was 11?
Did you get BCN?
Yeah, BCN, big cat news.
Hey, give me that after the show.
That's the name of the newsletter.
I kind of want to read it.
Sign me up for that. Do you guys remember?
Big cat rescue
Do you remember,
I think near Tampa.
Bart said for the dragon, they can only get FAA clearance for one night.
Amen.
Was it that high?
What does Bart know?
All right, what were you saying?
Do you remember Zoo Books?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're making me think
Will
of.
Will always had a problem with Zoo Books.
Zoo Books.
Zoo Books, you'd get to like the 13-month, and then it was like,
and you start getting the same ones, but my grandmom kept re-upping. Yeah. And
hope
so
you
I have
like zebras.
You always get that dang panda one.
And then
first.
I'm walking away from it going, I feel like the dinosaur issue was incomplete.
Yeah.
My mom's like, you're also six, so leave me alone.
Like, oh, they changed the name. It's not BCN anymore. Now it's BCR, Big Cat Review.
Ooh, they reviewed.
They couldn't call it news.
Yeah, it's not news.
They didn't qualify.
Yeah, news.
There's no
loose
journalistic
term.
Integrity at Big Cat.
Well,
term.
There's not an. What is the news with a Big Cat? It's like, oh, now this one's extinct.
Right.
That's the
no,
only headline.
It's like about we, their ones on property.
Are we making,
like, this ocelot is doing well.
It's even worse.
They probably just lost the domain name. Like, dadgummit, we got to change it.
Yeah,
expired.
I mean, the website's like, pretty good.
I wouldn't mind them creating a new.
Need to send them some more money.
She's a Big Cat.
Yeah, kind of like an Indo tiger.
Yeah.
Like from Jurassic World.
Jurassic Tigers?
Fallen Kingdom.
Tiger Kingdom. Big Cat Kingdom.
Big Cat Kingdom. That's got to be all right. That's a thing, right? Big Cat
Kingdom. No, this is, well, you can go to this place.
That's what Grease called his party the
hey,
other night.
What,
my bad.
What planet is are the Ewoks on?
Indoor.
Indoor.
Have fun. Think about that.
How
go ahead.
Awesome like would that be better. If Indoor was at Animal Kingdom?
Oh,
they've talked about it. There is a new...
That'd be great. Yeah, more non-real animals.
Well, you already have the Avatar.
And you have Star Wars land going in at Hollywood Studios.
If you pull the old Harry Potter 1-2, you got you build a park.
Are we going to turn Epcot into the
And then you,
connect, the
you build another Star Wars park.
Death Star?
So then you have to connect it all. They did that for one night. It looked pretty good.
Well, they just projected on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they shot a laser out of it. That part was cool.
That's awesome. It's kind of awesome.
The... Ewok news. There's this new book, new Star Wars book.
Okay.
There
we're
go.
Going there today.
We're going there.
Yeah, let's not. Look up with how they're treating Ewoks in the new Star Wars book. Did you know that they're
treated well.
They're treated well and highly compensated for their work as farmers of coffee beans. Endorian calf beans. They're very specific
this
about
this is real? This is like
there's also an almost explicit talk of Lando explaining his clothes. It is a real strange book.
Mm.
It is out there. I forgot what it's called. Like Last Shot. Star Wars Last Shot.
It's called
like
Last Shot, a Han and Lando novel.
Han? It's Han.
Well, depending on who
well,
you
I
ask.
Call
he
it,
says Han.
Well, when you put them together, it's Hando.
He says I'm Han Solo. Hando. The old Hando Calrissian.
Hando Carlissian.
Keep it
Carlissian.
Going. Keep it going. See where it goes.
This is quickly.
Just keep going.
Speaking of Beastly Kingdom, we're heading there.
Speaking hey, of. That was pretty good, Terry.
So
I can't wait for 10 more years so we can talk about Animal Kingdom 30th anniversary with you guys.
It won't exist anymore.
I don't think I'll exist anymore.
It won't be any real animals there, I'll tell you that much.
Will we have a new park in the next 10 years?
Nah.
20 years.
Yeah,
there's not
I think Universal's
land.
Working
there's
on Nintendo
land.
World.
I know. The satellite view is nuts.
It's a lot
it's
of grass.
Like, Walt, what was in your mind? Like, literally, like...
I bought a swamp.
Like, it's already
a
big.
Who knows, 25 cents an acre. What do you expect? It like, was something like that.
It was something, yeah. Was it?
If,
is that cheaper than Alaska? What?
I don't know. Alaska.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm talking about? When
we
bought
didn't it? Own Alaska
Are you talking about
time?
Seward's
we
Folly?
Right.
I'm just saying, like,
oh, like
we got
dollar like, for dollar.
Who got the better deal?
The United States or Walt Disney?
Walt Disney. That's a good question.
I think if the
I
Avatar
feel like Google map, would be helpful.
The map of the new Skyliner seems to include some assumptions.
Ooh, assumptions.
What does that mean?
Assumptions.
Like, I hate new, assumptions.
Like a new park.
You know what they do?
Maps can't assume.
No.
I think if the Avatar sequels come out and they are popular, they'll expand on that part.
I could see that. I don't know if you can physically expand upon it.
They
I
should make the parks closer together.
They should. They should.
We should do that. That's a new plan. Yeah.
Can you move these? Just
yeah,
move
this one's
them.
Just big.
I feel like there's space on that long path you take to Africa because I think there's parking lot there.
That's the part that beats me up. Walking that, there.
The walk from the backside of Pandora to Africa on that bridge. It's a good. It's like a quarter mile, it feels like.
It's a haul.
If we got rid of some of these value resorts, we have plenty of room for a new park. You
yeah,
know
but
what I mean?
That's Yeti right. Man.
Hey, man.
Who's
only
Yeti Man going to hang out
class,
with?
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, all just, Star Sports.
And for those that are saying, you know, obviously in the last couple of years, we've had a major expansion, so that's good. I mean, regardless if you like or don't like the Avatar, the fact they even put the money into it to have a new expansion of the park is good. So that's fun.
Star Wars Land.
I think you'll see in the next 10 years at Animal Kingdom, I think you'll see something in that giant gaping hole of space that's bigger than the safari, a major land addition. If especially if they don't do another park.
Wasn't Toy Story
like,
a big addition
like,
too?
No.
Ish?
like, just repurposed.
I haven't been there, but
like Zootopia is a possibility to go in that space. They could definitely do Australian, you know, outback themed.
They could do like the Aristocats, something really relevant.
I like that.
Like
Avatar. Yes.
Why would we want theme park cats?
I'd like Big Cat News.
Little cat clearly news. You don't know. Great I donated mouse detective. Within the past 25 years to a cat sanctuary.
$7 or $8.
Toy Story Land does open soon. So you got that on the horizon.
That'll be fun.
Y'all haven't done Avatar yet, right?
I have.
You did. That's
I did.
Right. It changed your life. Yeah, it was your favorite ride.
It was great.
See, that's the thing is, at least what you can say is a lot of people think Flight of Passage is the best ride at Walt Disney World. I disagree, but a lot of people think
My wife's favorite ride is Soarin', so I know that ride's going to be your favorite ride.
Right. So you can say at least that there's been progress in that. People love that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you like I've said, if you like Flight of Passage, go do the Void, because the Void is the Flight of Passage.
That's my
next.
He's just pitched me a softball, but I couldn't say anything because he said my wife's favorite ride is. Like, I could say mean things.
You know, like Will and my wife, they've been known to defriend each other on Facebook from time to time.
We've done it a couple times a year.
They're complete opposite people in the best way.
That's a good mix for you and your life.
Sure is.
That's great.
Sure is.
Opposites. Attract to the green.
I'm the center of opposites.
Big Cat Review. The cat.
That's how I look at it.
Was it that was a cat? Was he a wolf in the music video? Paula Abdul. Opposites attract.
He's turning your big cat park into a Broadway.
I'm turning
show
it into something you might call an animal kingdom.
Cats. New show on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of doing the Zootopia extra part, and maybe they could mix in some. Bring back the Jungle Book. But incorporate more of the IP from the live-action movie, like some of that influence.
People say Wakanda.
Robin Hood. The old-school Robin Hood.
You want a theme park?
I want an extension. I don't want a whole animal lot.
Like Friar Tuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe, though, to buy back Splendid China.
It's the Margaritaville Resort now.
Dulé Grease of Land has been sold.
That's not working out good. I'm going to do Splendid China.
That's true. I'm out. So
you are officially?
Oh, yeah, I'm out. Marketplace.
The parking.
They still have the Marketplace that's still Splendid China themed, so you could go there. The Winn-Dixie.
Winn-Dixie.
That whole shopping center is still themed.
Themed?
Well, it's expensive to take it down. I mean, it looks like everything was themed out like Pagoda. And now it's still.
If you don't know what that was, I bet you like just show them and be like,
why is this?
What is happening?
Why is this grocery store? Why is this Winn-Dixie?
It's kind of like driving to hell in Georgia.
Like they have people like fishing off the side of it when you walk in, like little Chinese dolls.
They could take those down.
Out of context, it feels like very mean-spirited.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like a contract that these people signed that literally they can't touch that ever.
Yeah, I mean, okay, this could have changed the last 2 years, but let's say within the last 2 years since I've been there, they were still up, just fishing away.
Still trying to haul them in.
Is it in Kissimmee officially?
Of course it is.
I love the whole thing.
Kissimmee.
Kissimmee in Kissimmee.
You guys want me to read a big cat bio?
I do.
All right, then we're going to wrap it up.
Like, what kind of cat you want? You want a large cat, like jaguar?
I would
say it's
a
jaguar.
I love like
the smallest of the big cat.
They have smaller cats. They got
an
bobcats,
right?
Canadian lynx.
A bobcat is a small cat?
Caracals.
Can you do common house cat?
Cougar. Hybrid cats.
Ooh, they get better gas mileage.
Ocelot, Savannah cat.
What is an ocelot?
Google it. You got a computer right there in front of you. They're very pretty.
The exact opposite of an ocelot.
Rescue out of Tampa?
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to read. They don't have like, I wanted like, this is a hybrid cat named Diablo. He's a male Savannah cat.
He's a rascal.
This crossbreeding is not only cruel to animals involved. What? Not going to read the rest of his bio.
Why not?
But it also produces confused offspring that cannot figure out how to be a house pet.
Man, this
is
a metaphor.
Very unfriendly and has inherited every bit of a serval's hissy personality. He's also food aggressive and turns into a dangerous wildcat feeding time.
This is my cat Beans. This is who we're talking about. That's why I
think Diablo and beans are a little bit.
So
on
I,
the
went to the big cat, I went to the big cat. I went to the big cat trip advisor.
Uh huh.
And just went through bad reviews. Oh, my favorite one just said stinks. No white tiger. This place stinks. All they do is brag about having a white tiger, and then when you get there, there's no white tiger.
There's not a white tiger.
How rude! And there's
look,
a photo
it's
of
a giraffe
white-
running. Sorry, I know you people can't see it. There's a TV in the background.
Needs Animal Kingdom when you can go to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Hey, the Lord gave you that. Yeah. You need to be grateful.
I've never seen a giraffe running. And on the news, that's on in our studio here, it broke into a giraffe on the loose sprinting down the highway.
That was amazing.
I wonder if that caused a giraffic jam.
Were you having like an existential crisis and you're like, God, I just don't know if you're real. And then he delivered for you today.
Yeah.
I'll show you, son. I'm around.
That was my fleece moment.
That's
great. Oh, nice. Put it before the Lord.
I feel like Will has like this drinking game right now that has giraffic jam on it.
Oh, how many times can I say it? Who's playing along at home?
Man, that was good.
I think that's going to do it for this week on WDW.
Some of the other
reviews,
speaking of bad reviews, heartbreaking
cats, I feel like we're
going to
get at least one bad review. Like, they just talked about cats on this show.
Action traffic jams all day long.
Wait, I want to see. Let's check out the TripAdvisor bad reviews. What are the terrible reviews for Animal Kingdom?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh,
great.
This
is good.
Don't read this the one good. From W. Haynes.
This part reminds me of Soarin', except it's a whole part.
A lot of people complaining about heat. Like, they can really control it.
That's just a generic Florida complaint.
That's a problem with the state.
It's so hot.
This was yesterday. Rip off. Could barely walk.
Well, that's a personal issue.
Because the amount of people. And the heat. And now Safari's only fast
there's
pass
a
only.
There was a marathon. Wasn't there like a couple of days ago or something? Like a big race?
A lot of people complaining about lines saying, you know, you can't go to Pandora because... And this is, I always feel bad for these people on TripAdvisor. Pandora is amazing. 1-star review. They just didn't understand the star system.
They don't get it.
It's number one.
Love it. Here's a 0-star review. 0-star is the headline. They gave it a 1-star because you had to. How can anybody come?
Excuse me?
How can anybody come? You pay so much money.
What? Is it a song?
Yeah. You stand in line.
Can anybody
you spend
come
so much
on the
money just
drum.
To stand in lines. It robbery. Very overpriced. Nothing but standing in line. Sick. Poor kids. Crying everywhere. They should be illegal.
Sad.
I like this
food
one
is
says,
terrible. The staff is underpaid. It's a cult
the
out.
The staff is underpaid? This is a disgruntled.
It's like a cult out there, and yet the people keep going. Go to Universal Studios.
This one. This there one's it great. It says, as for us, RIP Disney.
Oh.
Yeah, they're done.
Hard burn.
Like
most people are mad about the lines. I'll give you that. The lines are obscene.
There's 365 days a year.
Did not enjoy Animal Money Trap.
This one just says 1-star. Not happy.
There's so many resources out there to tell you, like, hey, you can go to this park and it's going to be pretty minimal, like, attended.
Avatar, though, has still not really slowed up. If you're going, you've seen the ads for Pandora, and you show up, you're waiting hours in line.
Yeah, somebody in the comments earlier
Disney
said, is there really a fan base for Avatar? And I would say, go try to get in line for Flight of Passage.
Right, exactly. There's at least a...
See, here's the deal, though. I'm not, like, a huge Avatar fan, but I want to go... I mean,
it's an experience.
Yeah, there's enough people that want to go to a new Disney ride.
Mm-hmm. Right, totally.
That is true.
Here's another person that didn't understand the star rating.
Okay.
1-star, Michael from Albuquerque.
Get it.
Avatar, baby. Our reason for this trip was to see the new Avatar area. We were not disappointed. We went on an early morning and had a 70-minute wait.
Boom.
It was worth it. If you have ever been on Soaring at Epcot,
lame.
Amp it up by 12. Rest of the park, still great. 1-star.
1-star, Michael.
1-star.
What's the Pandora boat ride review there?
We waited almost 2 hours for a ride, and it's not worth it. My husband and I thought we had arrived at Universal. Sick burn. Dengue.
I do like when people...
Is it a sick bird or is that a compliment?
You know what? Ben Sissel just joined watching us live.
Hey. That's great.
Yeah. I saw Ben Sissel at the UPS store yesterday.
Oh, well, that's why he's watching right now.
So you're saying that Ben Sissel sightings are actually more common than
a lion.
Giraffe sightings that are running.
Just saw a giraffe running. I don't believe any of that.
Well, fun fact, Bart's told me before, good little fun tip, is the breakfast I hear at the Rainforest Cafe is pretty good.
Probably the best Eggs Benedict I've ever had in my life was on our honeymoon at when they did breakfast at the Rainforest. I don't know if they still do it or not, but
they do breakfast.
It's probably changed, but 20 years ago.
No one has ever said, you're the first person ever said the best anything. I mean, I like a good Rainforest Cafe. Though my daughter, we went there last week, and now it was the funniest thing and the saddest thing ever. She hates it.
Mm.
But she doesn't scream and pitch a fit. She literally sits with her eyes just closed, just like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see the gorillas. I don't want to see the gorillas. And she'll just sit there. She'll have a normal conversation with you, but she's like this with her eyes closed. And like sat through the whole meal like that. Did not break. It was horrible. But it was kind of funny. All right. Should we wrap it up?
Yep.
All right. Happy 20th anniversary, Animal Kingdom. Favorite ride, Animal Kingdom. Will.
Attraction.
Come on.
Everest.
Toof to be a book.
No, not really. Safari for sure.
Safari.
Everest for me, regardless if the animatronic is working or not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not working.
It's
so
not
I'm
working.
Glad it's your favorite ride.
Flight of Passage.
Finding Nemo the musical.
Love it. It's great. Great musical. I love the bubbles.
Good songs.
I did go on Everest, though, when it was working.
And it was the best thing ever.
And it was awesome. I mean, it was incredible.
The first time you go on that ride, but especially when the Yeti was working, you just left. I left terrified the first time. Like, I don't know that I want to ride this again. I'm scared out of my mind. And then obviously.
It wasn't the roller coaster part. It was the Yeti.
Oh, man.
Because that Yeti would like, when it would swipe.
It looked like. When you're coming at it and it's swiping at you, it feels like it is swiping 3 feet from your face.
I've been in I've encountered a real Yeti.
Bart Scott said it's not the same. It is still there. It's called the Bomba Benedict. There you go. At Rainforest Cafe.
Bart with the rain. You can always count on Bart Scott for a good Rainforest
Fact. Well, the Landry Boys. That's what happens. Or card-carrying members.
It's your new podcast,
and
the
we're working
Boys.
On a YouTube series, the Landry Boys, where we just go down to every Rainforest Cafe, and they all look pretty much the same. So it's just like, check this one out. The one Rainforest Cafe has a full-on dark ride. Fun fact, in Texas.
I've never been to a good Rainforest Cafe.
I don't know. Which somewhere one? In Texas. I've never been there. But I know this because I'm part of the team.
I always leave those things sad.
All right, that's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. I am your host, Logan Seculo.
I am Will Haynes. I love Soarin'. The ride's my favorite.
Snoring.
More like boring.
I'm T-Wee.
More like snoring.
And I'm the Grease.
And we'll see you on the, what?
You didn't say you're Will Haynes, Logan.
I'm Will Haynes?
Yes, there you go.
There you go.
And we'll see you.